It's hard to pick what to talk about before Shoshana. You know, on a regular Thursday, just, you know, pull something out of your hat, some nice word out of the parsha, give a little bit of a chizuk, and you mess it up, so you have next week. Before Shoshana, the rabbis, they practiced the sermons for months on end. Prepare. I remember when I first took the job in Ravanus, in Paramus, really, over 20 years ago. So a relative of mine who was a rabbi for many, 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 many years. In a little bit of a different setting. And you know, the sermon on the high holidays was a very, very major component of, that was it. So I remember he called me, it was like July. And he asked me, am I already beginning to prepare my sermons for Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's July. I said, Halavai Gechaz B'tshuva July for Hashanah. So I said, in our Olam, you know, the Rabbanim, I don't think prepare that much in advance. Those Rabbanim who have the Shabbat Shubat Rosh is already 10 steps ahead of the game. So whatever it is, but Sim calls that, you know, what you say in Rosh Hashanah really, really penetrates. It's very important. So it's important chizuk. So I hope we get it right this time. So there's a lot to say. I'll try to just extract one nekuda, one point. I think it really almost is a continuation of what we've been talking about in terms of the shiurim the last 2 days, in terms particularly in the world of the Bavli, of Shem Yafirena Da Adam, which is a rabbin. The days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are known to us as the Yom HaNoraim. Strangely enough, I don't know who was the first person to coin that term, Yom HaNoraim. To the best of my knowledge, it doesn't appear in Chazal anywhere. I don't recall it being in the Sharanim and Shulchan Aruch even, although I can't say for certain. We all know it's called Yom HaNoraim. I mean, come on, the Yom HaNoraim Seating Committee. I mean, come on, everybody knows, you know, the Yom HaNoraim, everybody knows it's Yom HaNoraim, I mean, come on. But somehow, you know, we're not quite sure who coined the phrase. It's almost like Klal Yisrael, a little bit intuitively, picked up that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Yom HaNoraim. Now, the truth to be told, it's right. They are great days of Moira, rightfully so. As great days of Moira, it is clear that it is a time to focus on the mitzvah par excellence of Moira. That's the mitzvah Esa Shema Kechatira. Now, the truth to be told, there are many, many mitzvahs of Moira in Halacha. There's a mitzvah Ish Imo V'Yavi Tirol, a very important mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Migdashi Tirol. There's Esa Shema Kechal Rabbas Tamincham, the mitzvah of Moira for one's Rabbi. There's Moira for a Melech, something similar to a Melech, Shetei Moser, there are a lot of mitzvahs of Moira out there. But they all have their roots in Esa Shema Kechatira. Clearly, the greatest Moira, of course, is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a time to think a little bit about Yerushalayim. What does Yerushalayim mean to us? It means so many different things. But one particular aspect of Yerushalayim is a very, very great care and zehirus in the midst of Torah. Shem Yavirena Dar Amos Mishra Rabbim, we mentioned before, you know, what are the odds of that really happening? Think about it. What would be so gefährlich? Someone will carry a shellfish look at it. All right. Once in a blue moon, you find Mishra Rabbim, one guy is going to forget a Shabbos, I don't carry. For that, we're going to be Eike, the mitzvah to Keshayfel, the Dairy Dairis? What's the answer? Yes. You know why? Because the reason why we even ask that question is because maybe in our heart of hearts, we don't take mitzvahs that seriously. Maybe we kind of think of mitzvahs as a little bit of a, you know, we're in a very, very, you know, relaxed society. We don't like to take too many things seriously. The last thing we want to do is to be told that something is dangerous. The last thing we want to be told is that there are certain restrictions. I think it's obvious that the reason why so much of the world is having so much trouble during these days of just simple things that are just common sense is because we live in a world that we don't like to be told what to do. We don't like to be told that the situation is potentially, you know, dangerous for us. We don't want to be told to have too many restrictions and prohibitions. We don't like to be forced. We don't like to think of anything too seriously. We live in a very, very easygoing world. Everything is one big party, one big happy-go-lucky. We want to have parties. We want to dance at weddings. We want to do whatever we want to do. Eat, drink it, and be merry for tomorrow. Who knows what will happen? Man af kamina. That's a certain society. And unfortunately, tragically, that society has seeped into our world as well. And we're suffering greatly because of that. So in the realm of Shemir HaMitzvahs also, that a little bit of Yira somehow has to be put back into the equation. I am not recommending that people become neurotic about Shemiras HaMitzvahs. The last thing we want, people become obsessive and compulsive about Shemiras HaMitzvahs. Those are not good things. Those are the things that have to be dealt with in the proper, professional way. That's not what I'm advocating at all. But I am discussing a little bit of seriousness in the Shemiras HaMitzvahs. A little bit of pachar almost, as the Rav was once approached. He asked the Rav, they said, you know, we don't want people to have anxiety, so why do we daven Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is because we don't want to have anxiety, but we want to have pachad Yerushimayim. We do want to have Yerushimayim. Yerushimayim is a healthy pachad. There are certain pachads, there are certain fears that are healthy. If we wouldn't have a fear, then we would be foolish. We would be driving without seatbelts. We'd be walking around weddings without masks. If we didn't have a basic pachad, the common sense, we'd be doing foolish, absurd things. So Rabbi says, so the same is true when it comes to Yerushimayim. If we don't have the base of Chente Pachtecha, we're going to make mistakes, and we're going to do things that are going to cost us, and they're going to be terrible, terrible consequences. Chente Pachtecha. Chazal wanted to get that message across, loud and clear. And Rosh Hashanah is Yom Neiraim, it's a day of Pachadir V'ayam. Now is not a time to goof and to mistakenly carry the shofar. You want to be Michal Shabbos on a regular Shabbos? I'm not giving you the green light to do that either. But you want to be giving Michal Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah Shas B'Shabbos? The day of Ashrei Ish Elosh Kachekah? You're going to be Shecheyach that it's Shabbos? Nerevayim. It's better not to blow shofar. It's better that all the Jewish people for 2,000 years haven't picked up a shofar, except for the Rif maybe, and maybe somebody in Yerushalayim 100 years ago. No one else has picked up a shofar in 2,000 years almost on Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos to impress upon us just how serious Shemiras HaMitzvahs is, just how serious Avodas Hashem is, just how serious Chol Shabbos is. Chol Shabbos is not a game. Treifa food is not a game. Lashonah is not a game. These are Devarim Ha'am Nimrim Shel Olam. The question is, how can we create an atmosphere that's conducive to Yerushimayim? What can we possibly do? Where can we put ourselves? You know, the Rambam writes, a person is influenced by his surroundings, by his environment, by the atmosphere around him. How can we place ourselves in an environment that's conducive to Yerushimayim? So the Gemara tells us two places. One is Mikdash. You want to be safe. Do you really want to hear Shofar and Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos? Come to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to worry. You know why? Because the Beis HaMikdash, the air just screams out, don't carry on Shabbos. You just walk in there and you see the Sanhedrin sitting. You see the Kehanim Avedosam, Levim, Hashim, Zimram. You see the Mar Ashchina. You see this, you see Kvayit Hashem. You're going to forget it, Shabbos, and carry a Shofar. You're crazy. If you put yourself into a avirav mikdash, that'll be the greatest shmir against chait. For a beis mishachar beis mikdash, there's no more beis mikdash. Hiskin Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai made a takon and said, you know what? We could recreate a shmira from chait as well. We could recreate a place of meira. We could recreate a place of ashras hashchina that'll be so intense and so powerful that chait won't have an opportunity to creep in. And where is that place? Fnei Beis Din. Now, true, for the formal halacha of blowing shofar, it's got to be a real bona fide Beis Din, whether Samach, Latzavach, Riff, and Rambam, true? For a Beis Din, who is a Beis Din? What is a Beis Din? Beis Din is a Makom Torah. Beis Avad. Beis Din is where the Shalos are paskin. Beis Din is the three Dayanim sitting and reading Ktzaisim and trying to figure out, Pashtayt and Shukhanar, Cheshem, Mishpat. What do you do? Limit HaTorah at its highest level. Gadol Talmud Shemeva Dei Maisa. When the Beis Din is sitting and paskening Dini HaTorah, the highest level of Limit HaTorah, that's a Shemira from Chait. And you don't have to worry about Shemi Avredi. You know, you won't forget a Shabbos when you're in front of the Beis Din, that's for sure. No different than you won't forget a Shabbos when you're in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chazal tell us, "Bishachor Beis Hamikdash Ein Lo LaKodesh Baruch Hu Be'Olamo Da'Alam Asher Alocha Bilvad." When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, so the Rebbe Shalom found a new place in the world. It's called the Beis Hamedrash. It's called the Beis Din. It's called the Yeshiva. It's called your Gemara. When you open up Pesachim, the Da'anim and Aleph, Shechina Shriya Kenegdoi, V'chalamachu She'asku Yeshviya V'alecha V'echticha. Torah is a gevald geshmir from chait. If Torah would only be a shmir from chait, it would have been Dayenu. If the only thing Torah could have done is protect us from chatoim, we would have been learning Torah Yom V'Layla. Barasit, Yetzer Barasit Torah Tavlin, Torah is the greatest medicine against chait. So that characteristic alone of Talmud Torah would have been sufficient. But it's so much more than that. Talmud Torah is not just a protection from chait, it's not just a shmira, it's not just an expression, a manifestation of Yerushalayim. And we spoke about this in the past, in the same breath, at the same time, Torah is such a positive force, not just a negative force. Rabbi, don't tell me about negative things and dangers. I don't want to hear about that. Tell me about good things. Torah is an inspiration. Talmud Torah is Avos Hashem. Talmud Torah is not just a protection from chait, but it's the greatest way to connect to your Baruch Shalom. Avos Hashem is Baruch. B'me'at ha'oyavo, as the Sifrei says, V'ahavta Hashem l'kecha, b'me'at ha'oyavo, v'hoyavo me'el ha'shonech v'sal chayim ha'mabecha. Kim Chayenev Yerachameinu, we're going to come here to Hashem tomorrow night, and we're going to begin davening to the Rebbeinu Shalom on the night of Rosh Hashanah. We're going to say the brachas of Birchas Kriyashma, of Abbas Oilam. Somebody posed a question to Rabbi Khan, right? I think Rabbi Khan gave us a Musar a couple of nights ago. So the question was posed, any particular memories that he remembers from the Yom Noroim that like almost like stayed with him forever? So I'm sure everyone has some of those answers. So I'll share with you one. There are many, many, many. And it seems seemingly something that's almost like trivial. It's not even Rosh Hashanah. It's the same words you say every Ma'ariv. I remember all the years I used to daven in Shiva's Tells in Riverdale for 11 years in Yom Noroim. So I remember the Baal Tefillah. We'd get Abbas Oilam, Beis Yisrael, the Meir, the Oilam was up in a roar. And the Rashiv had just given a shmooze for an hour in Yiddish. That was once a year I had to help cup to Yiddish to understand what's going on. So I understood, Rove maybe. So, Rangatan, and Makum Torah, and Zan, Meirav, and Meirav. Abbas Oilam, and the Chazam Ghetto, Kihem Chayev, I don't want to ruin the Nigin, but you get a Vahem Nigin. He would scream out, "Amen!" The Olamim, shrieking at the top of his lungs. The Avos Chatosim in Menali Olamim. So, froze. Avos Hashem is Baruch. Talmud Torah, Ki Heim Chayenu V'Yerechem Enu V'Hem Negi Yomala V'Avos Chatosim in Menali Olamim. That's the brach we say every single night, every Ma'ariv. So, stop for a second tomorrow night, Rosh Hashanah, and say, "Rivani Shalom." So we come to Kodesh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, we ask him for two things. We ask him for V'chein Tepachtucha, V'avos Chal Tosim Menel Le'olomim. And the Rosh Hashanah looks down to us and he says, I'll give you two for the price of one. I'll give you Pachad, a year, and I'll give you Ava. And it doesn't cost you more than once. He gives it to you. It's right here. It's called Pesachim Daf Da'anam and Aleph. It's called B'gis Chometz Deraisa Derabanan. It's called Bayez Chaskos Obaldik or not. That's the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Happy New Year gift that Baruch Hashem gives you. He gives you Torah Kedosha. Torah Kedosha promises us it will protect us from chait. And he promises us it will be the vehicle of Avos Hashem Yisbarach for this coming year. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a Siyat Shemaya. We should have a successful year. We should be Matzliach. In all of our endeavors, we should be growing in a Torah and a Yerushalayim and Avos Hashem Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch over us and over Klal Yisrael, and should bring a tremendous Yeshua to the world at this time. We should only have here b'Seres Tovos Yeshua's Mechamos. Okay, should have one and one for one of Yerushalayim.